Burgess and Hallwood, College Hill. That's on that side over there. Hallwood. And then get over here, the guy that had Tulin, DeLay, Harris. Place in Abbeville up here. Had just little towns. Several hundred people lived in each town, you see. But after good roads came, they just moved all over the county. You try to get out in the county now, you find fine homes all up and down the highway, you see. Just scattered them out.
Were these small towns pretty much independent then?
They were more or less independent, yes.
They have their own doctor?
They had their own doctors, schools. And the Burgess were noted for a good school. We had several men here at Oxford, most of them are dead now, that came out there the first start off school out there in Burgess. They'd come in there, educated man, school man, and open up a school. And then he'd advertise. And boys and girls all over the county would come in there and they'd have little boarding places, you see. And first thing you know, you'd have 200-300 boys and girls all over the counties coming to a little place like Burgess. A Tula out here, they had one of those schools out at Tula, one at Burgess.
They were private schools.
Yeah, private schools, run by good men. Whittons ran the Burgess school. And some of those men that came out of that school, that's my dad and mother started off there, and then they moved to Memphis. And the yellow fever epidemic run them out of Memphis in 98, where they came back to Burgess, and they stayed after 1898. And I was just a small kid then.
How did your parents happen to come there originally? Where did they come from?
Well, about my grandfather McElroy, I told him he was run out of Kentucky because he made bad whiskey. He left Kentucky back years ago, came down here to Panola County, that's where Water Valley is, and married down there and came up in here and settled out near Burgess. Raised a family there, 4 or 5 boys and girls too, and about 4 of the boys settled right around there in that community and raised families. Most all of them are gone. There's one old man out there with a name. Now left, and he's nearly dead, and I'm the only one here in, no, there's some more here in town, but the name just about run out around here now.
You mentioned your grandfather and bad whiskey. What were some of the